Joining me today are Brad Schnitker and Dave Davis from Musically. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, thanks.
I guess we've spoken before a little bit about Musically, but I guess today we want to talk about what's new and what's coming up for Midpoint.
Well, what's mostly new is that we're going to be launching Musically.org at MPMF. We are sponsoring the Motor Pub stage, which is the coolest stage at the Midpoint Music Festival. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Give me a little update on what exactly Musically is, in case anyone is unfamiliar with what you do.
Sure. Musically is a online licensing library that's focused on local and regional music. So I got a grant this year from People's Liberty to build it, and the idea is to try to open up a new revenue stream for local musicians for licensing.
You also want to connect up what advertisers can do. There are a lot of people that sell ads or sell products to people, and they really want to engage with their community, but they don't always know how. There's not always an easy path to get to popular bands or even not so popular bands that have fans that you want to talk to. So that's the sort of information that we're bringing to the market that's very new.
Well, give me an idea of some of the bands that you've worked with or that you're currently working with.
Sure. For instance, a couple months ago, I walked into an ad agency called Curiosity, who I now love dearly. They licensed a track from Jake Speed and the Freddies for an online video game for kids. Their client was True Moo Milk. So if you go to truemoo.com, you can play the game. It's a educational game for kids to teach them about the 50 states. And it's got Jake Speed's song playing in the background of it. And so I was able to pay the local band, and it's a perfect example of what I'm trying to do here with Musically.
And it's been a challenge this year, too, because really we don't have the library yet. So Midpoint is really exciting for us. Our current company that Brad and I have worked on for 6 years, the All Night Party, does have a library. So we've been able to, either through that or artists that we know directly, reach out. But the idea with Musically is to expand that reach and have many more artists, especially people that Brad and I haven't played with or I haven't mastered records for. In other words, artists that aren't necessarily known to us directly. We're hoping that Midpoint gives us the opportunity to meet a lot of them and add their library or music to the library that we're building.
Absolutely.
And just to reinforce the idea that you are primarily focusing on local regional music, correct?
Correct, yeah. Absolutely. I think there's I think local music is sometimes overlooked. I think the talent here is incredible, but I don't think it's been difficult to really get some of the bigger companies here in Cincinnati interested in it, or to show them how you can use it, leverage it well. And it's also been difficult to access because local musicians tend to, you know, be not so, obviously they're not really immediately focused on licensing music. They're more focused on, hey, I want to get the record out, I want to go play a show and have fun. But once you're in a band for a few years, you realize, okay, well, how am I going to make some money at this? And so really connecting those two entities, local music and local regional business, is what this is all about.
Well, and to be completely honest, this connection can be quite lucrative for a band, far more than say, a night's gig at Motor. They can make some serious money off this.
They can, absolutely. And that's really what inspired this project for me. A couple years ago, through my work and Dave's work at the All Night Party, we did a custom composition for First Financial Bank. It was a bank commercial, and we myself and my bandmate Jeremy Springer wrote, you know, a simple song for a bank commercial, and it's very professionally done. And long story short, the income I got for that project carpeted my newborn son's bedroom floor. So it had a real impact on my life. I think, and the music for the commercial was perfect, and the client was very happy, and I would hear it all the time on the radio and see it during Bengals games on TV. And, you know, so it was a really lucrative thing for me, and I want to bring that type of opportunity to more local artists.
I think the other dimension of that project that's not that's not always as obvious from our perspective on the production side of it, but from the agency side of it and from the client side of it, it kind of speaks a lot to what Brad was saying about how much talent there is in our area. In particular, on this project, we were able to reach out to our partner, John Curley, who helped us on production and engineering and even a little bit of performance on it. It's members of WUSI. There's so many people. And I think one of the things that we're hoping to bring to this, in addition to being able to market songs that artists already have, is for companies to be able to access kind of super groups that they put together specifically for a spot. In other words, I heard this in this other song. I would like something like that. And what they're counting on from Brad and I is supervision and knowledge of the market. In other words, knowing who is out there, who's playing, who sounds like what, and putting the right people on the job. And that's very different than the way the business has been done in the past, where it's either you get a dedicated composer. Most of them in town are great. They will work with other people and they know who's out there. So that's wonderful. We already have a community of really great composers in town, but we hope to expand the connections to the performers for those performers as well as for clients and the agencies and people like that, so they can have access to really superior music all the time from different angles and perspectives.
That's a really interesting thing that you just brought up about this sort of collaborative idea, because it also opens the doors to performers to meet other musicians and other bands in the city, and then sort of expand that collaboration even beyond musically into just making good music.
Yeah, that's actually been from the musicians that I've been talking to over the course of the year. That's something that most musicians locally are actually really excited about, and they keep asking me, they ask me about the social context of musically, that actual getting together with musicians that you might not have played with before or have ever met. So really kind of tying together the scene a little more tightly than it has been before. It could be a end result of Musical.ly's success.
Well, let's talk just some basic principles about Musical.ly. What are the benefits to a client that might use Musical.ly?
Well, the first and the most important is there are a couple ways they can engage a song. So there's, for the same budget that they would spend on a piece of canned music that's being used in spots all across the country under a blanket license, it'll turn up, if you've got a sports product or you're selling jackets or something like that. You may not necessarily want the music to also appear in a toilet paper ad. So things like that are, the ability to, A, get some exclusivity at a better rate than what you have. That's a possibility that companies have using Musical.ly. They're going to be accessing music that's less common, that's going to stand out a little bit more. And then the third thing that's, as we kind of touched on before, it gets to composition. If they want to make something really special, they want to make something very unique for their product that sounds like their product. One of our sayings so far as we've started is that we our name not only is pronounced and spelled like Cincinnati, but we as a company sound like Cincinnati.
Right.
When you have made reference in the past, Brad, about how companies also very consciously want to engage with their local community. They want to be tied to the community in which they work. So this is yet another dimension of that.
Yeah, and a really powerful one too, and one that just isn't happening, but could be, and once we launch, will be. And that's been, as I've been talking to a bunch of ad agencies here in town, businesses, that's really, I think, what they're most interested in about this is the fact that here's a way where they can come in and really support their local community, support local artists, and gain that goodwill out of these projects.
And so let's then move on to the bands. Aside from obviously the financial aspect of it, what are the benefits to some of the local musicians here in town?
Well, I think
that's actually pretty easy for me. And,
yeah.
And if anything, Brad's always giving me a hard time because I'm always thinking about adding more value to the artist side of it. And I tend to lose focus sometimes on the licensing side of it because I get so deeply into what would I like as a band guy on that. So, you know, one of the things is that we're giving them, in terms of rates for the licensing side of it, a much better deal than anyone else is in the market. Most are taking, you know, 30 to 50%. We're asking for a 20% cut of fees only. We take none of the publishing. That's also very different. We're not a publisher. We aren't stakeholders or interested parties in your music. So it's a ad hoc relationship. It's not something you have to overthink. It's like, no, try it out. Do it. If it works for you, great. But we're not going to be an anchor on your career. And more than that, you know, the longer term vision is we want to be a place where an artist can put their recorded music and use it in all the ways that you use recorded music. Not only licensing, but, you know, how do you get it to iTunes? How do you get music into the hands of your fans? How do you share your music with radio promoters and people like that and make sure that they have it in a timely fashion?
Well, and make sure that you still get paid for its use.
Right. So and that's the other part of it that we haven't touched on at all is registration services. One of the things we discovered early on was a weakness in that.
Yeah. So we'll be launching with, originally we wanted it to be built directly into Musical.ly where you could copyright your music. Through Musical.ly, you can register with a PRO through Musical.ly. That proved to be pretty difficult, but we're still launching with that service. So basically, anyone, even if you're not signed up with Musical.ly, you can still essentially buy my time, and I will come to you, and we'll sit down, bring your CDs, bring a flash drive, and we'll just sit there, and I'll walk you through the process, and we'll get it done.
When you first brought up the idea of Musical.ly, you had talked about doing a three-tiered sort of pricing system or the ways that the artists can be engaged with your system. But you said that you're now trying to expand that or change that a little bit?
Well, we've changed it. One of the things that really one of the reasons we're launching at MPMF is because we, in order to be successful, we feel we need to build the library up. So we need a music library is no good that doesn't have any music in it. I mean, we'll launch with probably about 1,000 or so tracks from the All Night Parties catalog. We want to use MPMF to get more musicians to sign up. So we have a free level account where you can just sign up, put your music in the library, make sure it's up there to be found so that when clients come and search the library, it's there and ready to go. So all a musician has to do is upload your songs and you're good to go. And one thing I will say to all the musicians out there before you sign up, or not before, but you should be making your instrumental versions now. So if you're making a record right now, if you're in the studio and you're listening to this for some reason,
mute your vocals.
mute your vocals.
It that way.
Bounce out some instrumental tracks. Because that'll increase the chances that your music will get licensed. And if you think about it, the reason for that is for most, TV ads and things like that, they'll just be looking for some bed tracks to put over, you know, whatever it is they're selling. So the vocals that you lay down might not be the perfect fit. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not, but
one fix for that, by the way, if you've got a record that you mixed 5 years ago and there's no chance that you're ever going to be able to get back to it and get it to that state, we can also help you come up with splits where we'll take the intros, the outros, and the breaks and edit together a, you know, 15, 30-second music bed from the pieces that are clean, that don't have vocals.
Right.
That's kind of the fix after the fact for that kind of thing. But the truth is, if you've got a great song that people are interested in licensing, you know, you'll hear about it at some point, even from the other version. And, you know, if it's a good enough song, someone will pay to have it either remixed or even re-recorded. Another area of things like that is singovers. That's something that people don't do a lot of anymore, but in the 50s and 60s, people would take pop songs and re-lyric them for campaign songs.
But, you know, for MPMF, if you're playing the festival, or even if you're not, if you're a local band, if you're in Cincinnati, if you're in Dayton, if you're in Columbus, or if you're in the region, we want you to put your music in the library and make it available for licensing. And you can do that for free. The deal is Musical.ly takes a 20% cut of any license fees that are sold through the platform. And then there's also a paid level account, which would be $100 a year. You get some additional features with that built right in, one of which is you'd be able to upgrade to Bandcamp Pro. If you currently have a Bandcamp account, you can upgrade to Bandcamp Pro and get all those features that comes with that. And you'll also get a year membership with Cloud Press Kit, which is a local electronic press kit service here in Cincinnati from cincymusic.com.
And press kits are becoming more and more essential to getting signed to festivals like Midpoint.
Absolutely. Required, even, I think.
Yeah, that's the way in.
So for Bunbury and for Midpoint, yeah, you need a Cloud press kit. But yeah, so that's, you know, another one of the goals for Musical.ly here is to aggregate some services that that bands are already using, kind of simplify it, put it all in one place.
We get asked a lot of times, you know, what's the best service for X, Y, and Z? And that's what we're trying to do is say, well, we know who they are. Here they are. They're available. You can get it in one place. So yeah. That's our longer term vision is to be able to give you the best services. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. So, you know, we partner with companies like Cloud Press Kit and Bandcamp because they're already doing great stuff. Why should we build something that they've already done a great job with?
Right. And people know of.
Yeah. And a lot of the artists that we're targeting are ones that have Bandcamp accounts. I mean, there's stuff you can find on Bandcamp that you can't find anywhere else. And the reason is because those are bands that are seriously dedicated to being a band. They're being musicians, and you know they know that Bandcamp is a great service and a great deal. So that's really where a lot of this stuff is living right now.
Well, I can't tell you how many bands I've stumbled across on Bandcamp that these were almost literally recorded in some guy's basement, mixed, you know, by the band and uploaded to Bandcamp, and it's simply great music, but it's done as economically as possible.
Yeah, and if for clients who are looking for music for their projects, this is stuff you can't get anywhere else in any other licensing library. So that's why we're really focused on getting these musicians who are Bandcamp users and getting their music into Musical.ly. So if you have a paid account with Musical.ly and you have a Bandcamp page, you can link your Bandcamp account to ours and upgrade to Bandcamp Pro, and we'll be able to grab your tracks from Bandcamp directly and save you the time of ingesting it into Musical.ly. So,
but the first step is to go to your site?
That's right. The first step is to go to musical.ly.org. Look for it to launch just before or at MPMF, which is September 25th through the 27th.
The .org is important.
The .org is important. It's an organization.
We like .orgs here. Well, Brad, Dave, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.
My guests have been Brad Schnitker and Dave Davis from Musical.ly. For more information about Musical.ly, you can find links at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.